Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
8:16 now. Hot highs of 86 today. 10% chance for showers and humid. And we're going to be into the 80s, looking all the way into next Monday, I guess, through the weekend, so no real cool weather in sight. This is an astounding number to me, really. Pew Research, the coronavirus outbreak has pushed millions of Americans, especially young adults, to move in with family members. The share of 18 to 29-year-olds living with their parents has become a majority since U.S. coronavirus cases began spreading early this year. So, multi-generational households, how does everybody get along and what's the secret? Judy Ho joins us, our friend, a licensed clinical psychologist and author of Stop Self-Sabotage and host of Supercharged Life podcast. Good morning, Judy. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. We didn't invite you on for this, but everybody's talking about this Jeffrey Toobin incident. And when something like that happens, could there be something going on like where you don't really want to be successful, or there's some kind of something there where you want to sabotage yourself one way or the other, or not necessarily?
Well, are you asking if that whole case is a study in self-sabotage?
That's what it seems like to me, but I'm no Judy Ho.
Oh, well, I just think that honestly, with everything that's going on and all of the critiques regarding that, it's just, I don't know. I think there's so much controversy around it. And I really, I just really don't even know how to make sense of it all still, because I think that people's strong opinions, where it comes from a good place, I do think that people are starting to sort of lose their ability to self-regulate. And I think that, obviously his narrative is, okay, I just made a embarrassingly stupid mistake. I thought that nobody could see me. I thought that I needed the Zoom video. But it kind of does show, though, that these are maybe some of the sentiments that people are dealing with when they're not under the public eye or not believing that they're being seen. And isn't that a little bit scary?
Yeah, I think so. Let's talk about kids moving in with adults. I was saying before we came to you that, my kid's 24. I'd love to have her back home. That'd be a dream for me, but she lives 4.5 hours away, and there's no indication that any of that's going to change in the near future. But the other side of it is that she's prospering and doing well, and I prepared her to leave the nest, etc. What would you advise a parent who has an adult child at home? It would seem to me my house, my rules is not going to be the best thing to do with a young adult. Your thoughts?
Well, I actually think, as you mentioned, a lot of families are actually embracing these changes. It's sort of lovely when people all get to be together and we need social connection more so than ever right now. But I do think that one of the caveats about living with your family again, even if you're the adult child, is that people very quickly slip back into the same patterns as if you were a child under the age of 18. And so some of those same dynamics come up. And what I mean by that is a lot of adult children will naturally let their parents start taking care of them again. Their parents will start bossing them around. And the adult children sometimes will lose their sense of responsibility, and sometimes maybe act a bit entitled around the household, only because, again, that's a dynamic they've expressed for years. And then you're back in that same home. Oftentimes people will say, this is the first time I've been back to my childhood home. So you're living in your childhood bedroom, you know, with all of your high school pictures around you. And I think that all of those types of stimuli also prompt you to act in similar ways as if you did when you were back in high school again.
Let's take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. I think it's interesting when I heard you say, and maybe I'm wrong, is that maybe sometimes if adult children are treated as kids, they bring it on themselves with their own behavior. Saints in the City have what the team calls productive talks about fans in the stands, and hurricane evacuees are told to leave New Orleans hotels and go home. Details with Dave Cohen and First News less than 10 minutes from now. It's 8:21, time for traffic on WWL. Live, Tommy Tucker, WWL. In the 1940 census, at the end of the Great Depression, 48% of young adults lived with their parents. Well, guess what? It's higher now. As of July, 52% of young adults resided with one or both of their parents, up from 47% in February. That means the majority of 18 to 29-year-olds are living with their parents, and I can't imagine it's gotten any better since July. Dr. Judy Ho is our guest, our friend, licensed clinical psychologist, author of Stop Self-Sabotage, and host of the Supercharged Life podcast. So what I heard you say before, doctor, is that if an adult 18 to 29-year-old moves back in with their parents, you can't complain about being treated like a child if you act like one, right? In terms of kind of falling back into the role of being a kid and having your parents take care of you?
Absolutely. And you summed it up perfectly. I think that that pattern is definitely pervasive right now. And you have to behave as an adult and also appreciate what your parents are doing for you. So I think a lot of parents actually do enjoy taking care of their children. But at the same time, I think you should also alleviate some of the problems and the obstacles that your parents might be experiencing during this time. And I've suggested, for example, to some of my young adult clients, you know what, maybe you should be the one to go to the grocery store because your parents are cooking for you 5-6 days a week. So maybe you should take that burden off of them, especially because they're older and obviously more risk when they go out. So why don't you take care of that piece? Or maybe there's some kind of negotiation where you guys take turns with certain types of chores. But I think that it is a really interesting time, especially in our country, whereas, of course, in other countries, multi-generational living is the norm. And so I think people are just trying to adjust to this new normal, including negotiating and renegotiating their roles within the family when they're living together again.
And it's not necessarily a bad thing. I'm sure there are some positives of having multiple generations at home.
Absolutely. I actually wish I could see my parents more. And I think as I've gotten older, I've appreciated them a lot more and would love to actually be much closer to them and possibly even live with them from time to time, you know, have them come stay for a week or two. Mm. And I think that there's a lot of benefits right now. As I mentioned, we need social connection. It's so great to be with your family as a young adult, especially if you're single. It's a great time to go home and just hang out with your family, get to know them again, you know, really relate to your parents on an adult level. I mean, for many adults, your parents are more like peers now to you as opposed to that sort of parental dynamic. So talk to them as you would another adult. And I think that you can discover some really cool things about your parents going back and getting to know them this way. And I think the last thing is I've noticed that some young adults have felt some shame about moving back home. Like, well, what's wrong with me? Well, there's nothing wrong with you. Maybe there's a really good reason why you're moving back home, whether it's for social connection or to save some money. And I think that they should take advantage of that time and think a little bit about the types of things that they would like to do next. And don't give up on any of your goals, obviously, but, you know, take this time, enjoy the company. We all need that social connection so deeply right now, and going to your immediate family is one of the best ways to get it.
And if you're 21 years old, don't presume that your 48-year-old parent is senile, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, hey, they still have their wits about you. They're 48. That's very young, Tommy.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
In this day and age.
Okay, Dad, look, now we're going to have to put this here, okay? I'm 48, for God's sake. What are you... you talking about? But you make it a positive thing. That's what you need to do. You need to make it a positive. People are texting in saying that their kids lived with them and it's the best thing that could happen. Other people are saying that they're 23, the kid's 23, and they want the kid out. They're tired of taking care of him. I'd love to have that kid move back in a heartbeat. Doctor, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Tommy. Have a great day.
Pleasure as always. Judy Ho, licensed clinical psychologist, author of Stop Self-Sabotage, host of Supercharged Life podcast. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the latest coronavirus trends around the country. If you turn on the national newscasts, it seems as though we're heading back to a place where we don't want to go. But we'll talk to Maciek Boni, associate professor of biology at Penn State Center for Infectious Disease Dynamics, and see where we stand. 8:30, time for WWL First News. And for that, we go to Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.